Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, being back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, more than 13 years, I should say, as a member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief economist for the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business, and he is the guy who has been putting together the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism for almost very near to 40 years. He started when he was in elementary school. And we're the happy beneficiaries of that report every month, and he's here to talk to us about it right now. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Great school, huh? Don't I wish? But, yeah, 40 years in October. So that,
wow. Was anybody doing
it? The October survey, that'll be the deal.
Was anybody doing it before you?
No. No, I created the whole program back when I was teaching at Stanford many years ago.
So next month we're gonna have an anniversary program about this. All right. So we'll celebrate it here and see what else happens. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that, Bill. Let's talk about the survey this month. I want to talk about the overall situation of your index. Are you starting to get the feeling you need to rename the index?
Well. You know, some of the people in the media, like Tom Keene, has renamed it the Index of Small Business Pessimism.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's starting to feel that way again this month, right?
It still feels that way. The index actually fell a tenth of a point, but of course, the index has 10 components, and the internals, the 10 components, were very bizarre though this time. We had a couple of them that really surged into positive territory. In particular, plans to create new jobs is one of the highest, measures we've seen in 40 years. On the other hand, oh my goodness, we had a 17-point increase in the percent who report bad news on sales trends, and a 13% deterioration, 13-point deterioration in the earnings reports, which you would expect if sales really crashed.
But that's bizarre to have right. Sales and profits crash, but hiring plans increase. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, it doesn't. In that sense, it is true that we had a fair gain in the net percent of owners who thought that their own sales were going to go up. So that gained 8 points, which is a big gain. Mm-hmm. But there was a 4-point deterioration in the net percent who thought that the business conditions would be better generally. So I guess they think the economy is going to get worse, but their sales are going to get better. So they need to hire some more people. And maybe the getting better comes from the fact that there was such widespread reports of declines in August. Maybe it's a bounce from there. They said, oh man, August was bad. But it can't stay bad. It's going to get better. So that might explain the surge in expectations going forward for sales. But it was a very interesting set of internals. And then, of course, when we added it all up, we were actually down a tenth of a point on the index. So that leaves the index still, 6 points below the average going into 2008 and the recession, and way below where an expansion reading should be. So we're still not optimistic people.
In the 40 years that you've been doing this, do you ever remember a set of national and geopolitical and economic and public policy issues staring in the face of small business as we have right now?
No, I don't. And I don't remember Washington being in such a mess. Or confidence. It's rare that confidence in the government has been so low. Looking at the University of Michigan survey of consumers, They ask every month what consumers think about business or about government policy, and only 9% last month said it was good, and it's been kind of that way for the entire last 4 or 5 years. So there's no confidence that the government is doing anything. And if you look at what's going on down there with all of the, nothing's happened with the IRS, nothing's happened with all the stuff that Justice is involved in, there are all these issues that just...
And the specter of Obamacare is not only still hanging over us, but nobody knows what it's going to look like. I mean, literally today...
It's coming apart.
The unions are meeting with President Obama today. Sometime at the end of the day, we may know if they're going to get an exemption.
Oh, they probably will.
Unbelievable. This is one heck of a way to run a railroad, folks. 20 till. We're going to get into some of the details of the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.